USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The federal government's jobs report for July has been released, and it shows around 164,000 new jobs added last month. That's above the economists' forecasts, in most cases, of about 154,000 or 10,000 jobs less. And it shows unemployment remaining unchanged at 3.7%. President Trump was talking about the economy at a campaign rally in Cincinnati last night.
The era of economic surrender is over.
The Washington Post reporting the Trump administration may be on the brink of reaching a deal under which the Taliban in Afghanistan would agree to a ceasefire and renunciation of Al-Qaeda, allowing the United States to bring home around 4,000 of the 14,000 U.S. troops still stationed there. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. Patio furniture cushions may be waterproof, but that doesn't mean they don't get dirty. By properly cleaning and maintaining your outdoor patio furniture cushions, your outdoor oasis will be that much more inviting. Sponge or scrub a mild soapy mixture into the cushion, letting them soak for about 15 minutes. Rinse the suds with a garden hose and let air dry completely. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace, the perfect time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Right now, get free assembly and free delivery on our top grill brands and accessories, $3.99 and up, from our store right to your door. Don't miss the 4th of July sale, now through Monday, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
A Maryland congressman's home in Baltimore broken into just as President Trump was beginning tweeting about that city's crime rate. Baltimore police confirming they're investigating the burglary at the home of Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings that happened last Saturday morning. It happened just about 2 hours before President Trump started the first tweets that focused on Cummings and Baltimore crime. Meanwhile, Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan is a Republican who's often critical of President Trump and his policies, but while Hogan did speak out against those tweets by Trump, many have thought that he didn't speak out strongly enough. Last night, he told Late Night with Seth Meyers on NBC,
"The last thing I need to do is jump in there and have more angry reaction to the angry reaction back and forth. There were plenty of people in America that were tweeting back and forth. I just said, let's just stop all the tweeting."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
The lone black Republican in the U.S. House will not seek re-election. Will Hurd of Texas saying that he plans to pursue opportunities outside the Hall of Congress that will still focus on solving problems, especially between technology and national security. The three-term Congress member, a frequent critic of President Trump, and the only Republican representing a district along the southern border, he won in 2018 by less than 1% of the vote. Hurd is the sixth GOP congressman to announce so far that they won't be running for re-election in 2020. Two of the survivors of the Gilroy Garlic Festival shootings on Sunday are describing what happened. Gabriella Gauss says she and her friend were on the bounce house or in the bounce house when they heard the shots being fired. They say they began to run towards the parking lot when they were shot. Police say a 19-year-old killed three people, including two children, at the festival. He had been then shot and killed by police within a minute of starting to shoot, and the motive remains unclear. And a little boy in India is doing well after having more than 500 teeth extracted. The 7-year-old was complaining about mouth pain. Doctors took x-rays, found a sac in his jaw filled with abnormal teeth. A total of 526 were removed. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.